Shalom, אנחנו קוראים ב...
Hello, we're reading again Rabash, article 284. You can find it in Hebrew in the Sukkot booklet. Rabash 284, I have a minor mitzvah whose name is Sukkah. You can ask questions on kab.tv and selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. I have a minor mitzvah whose name is Sukkah. Why is it called a minor mitzvah? It is because there is no shortage of money in it. We should understand why specifically Sukkah is regarded as having no shortage of money in it, since a Sukkah certainly costs more than other mitzvot, such as mezuzah and others. According to what is explained in the Zohar, a Sukkah is called a shadow of faith. Baal HaSulam interpreted that the word Sukkah comes from the word Schach, thatch, which covers the mind, since faith is considered specifically above reason. Hence, in the future, when everyone seeks reward, we should interpret that it pertains to people who are from the descendants of Israel. If they did not engage in Torah and mitzvot for the sake of the Creator, they can ask for reward for their actions, what they intended while they engaged in Torah and mitzvot. But the Creator pays only those who work for Him. As in the story that was written in the books about someone who was learning for a cat. At that time, the Creator tells them, observe a minor mitzvah, namely faith. Meaning, when you perform mitzvot, your intention should be lishma, for her sake. In that, there is no shortage of money, meaning they do not need to do other works or mitzvot for the sake of the Creator. But through that same mitzvah that he does, and for which he spends money, for the lo lishma, not for her sake. Because when working for the sake of the Creator, all he needs while doing it is the thought. And thinking does not cost him money. For in any case, he is performing the mitzvah. However, his intention is for the sake of others. Hence, when he aims for the sake of the Creator, meaning with faith in the Creator, called Sukkah, he has no shortage of money. At that time, through faith in the Creator, it turns out that he works for the sake of the Creator, and then the Creator pays his reward to all those who work for him. Again, I have a minor mitzvah whose name is Sukkah. Why is it called a minor mitzvah? It is because there is no shortage of money in it. We should understand why specifically Sukkah is regarded as having no shortage of money in it, since a Sukkah certainly costs more than other mitzvot, such as mezuzah, etc. According to what is explained in the Zohar, a Sukkah is called a shadow of faith. Baal HaSulam interpreted that the word Sukkah comes from the word schach, thatch, which covers the mind, since faith is considered specifically above reason. Hence, in the future, when everyone seeks reward, we should interpret that it pertains to people who are from the descendants of Israel. If they did not engage in Torah and mitzvot for the sake of the Creator, they can ask for reward for their actions, what they intended while they engaged in Torah and mitzvot. And the Creator pays only those who work for Him. At that time, the Creator tells them, observe a minor mitzvah, namely faith. Meaning, when you perform mitzvot, your intentions should be lishma, In this, there is no shortage of money, meaning they do not need to do other works or mitzvot for the sake of the Creator, but through that same mitzvah that he does and for which he spends money, for the lolishma, because when working for the sake of the Creator, all he needs while doing it is the thought. And thinking does not cost him money, for in any case he is performing the mitzvah. However, his intention is for the sake of others. Hence, when he aims for the sake of the Creator, meaning with faith in the Creator, called Sukkah, he has no shortage of money. At that time, through faith in the Creator, it turns out that he works for the sake of the Creator, and then the Creator pays his reward to all those who work for him.
From here, we see that the commandment, meaning the command of the Creator, which he gives to the created being, it's one. It's to build a masach, a thatch roof, as we call it, above the created being's head, so that he knows how to cover his ego, the thoughts which are entirely for his own sake, to rise above that, and then so that all of his plans, all of his actions will all be in order to bestow to the Creator. And what do I mean by that? The Creator himself, we don't know him. It's the general power of bestowal, and it is expressed through bestowal to others. So, if we perform such actions towards others in order to truly bestow to them, then we need to incorporate their desires. We need to bestow to the desire of the other that which he wants. And then, in our action, we will feel the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form. If my inclination is for the benefit of others, like the Creator's inclination towards the benefit of others, then within that other, we will meet, me and the Creator, together. And so, it follows that this commandment of the Sukkah includes within it all other commandments, because with each and every action I need to perform a tzimtzum, a restriction, a masach, meaning the thatch, to cover up my ego, the will to receive, such that all of it works through the masach in order to bestow. And so we advance. So, on one hand, this commandment is a minor commandment, also easy in Hebrew, because we don't need to pay anyone or do anything in particular, but on the other hand, it is the main one, and it is called the sukkah, the schach, or the thatch, the masach that we need to erect. So, this begs the question then, from where do we have the 613 commandments, if there is only one commandment? It's a question. From where do we get the 613 commandments, actions in order to bestow, if all in all we have but one commandment?
No, wait him.
Come on, what's with you? Wake up. The friends
who are moving on to Shamati 96. What is waste of barn and winery in the work? In Hebrew, in the booklet, it's in the Sukkot booklet, it's page 47. And in English, Shamati 96, what is waste of barn and winery in the work?
We read the article gradually. In the middle, we'll take pauses to clarify and hold workshops about the text. So let's follow the reader.
A barn is male dinim, judgments, as in hidden and not defiled. When he feels that he is in a state of goin, barn, meaning gil, stranger, in the work. A winery is female dinim, judgments, as in hidden and defiled. Yekev, winery, is considered nekev, a foreman. And there are two kinds of Sukkot. One, clouds of glory, and two, waste of barn and winery. A cloud is considered concealment, when one feels the concealment over the kedusha, sanctity. If a person overcomes the cloud, meaning the concealment that one feels, one is thus awarded clouds of glory. This is called man of Ima, and it applies during the 6,000 years. It is considered a secret that still has not become a nature called literal. And the waste of wine, of barn and winery, are called literal and nature, which is considered man of malchut, erected specifically, established specifically through faith, called an awakening from below. And man of ima is considered an awakening from above, which is not considered nature. This means that with respect to nature, when one is not ready to receive the abundance, he does not receive any bestowal. However, from the perspective of the awakening from above, which is above nature, the light is indeed poured down onto the lower ones by way of I am the Lord that dwells with them in the midst of their impurity. As is written in the Holy Zohar, even though he has sinned, it is as if he did not sin at all. However, with an awakening from below, the light is not dispensed. Rather, precisely when one is qualified by nature, meaning by himself, this is called man of nukva, which he can correct through faith. This is called by himself, considered the seventh millennium, called and one is ruined, meaning that she has nothing of her own, considered malchut. When this is corrected, one is awarded the tenth millennium, which is Gal. Such a soul is found in one of ten generations. However, there is the discernment of the seventh millennium from the perspective of the 6,000 years, called particular, as the general and the particular are always equal. But this is considered man of ima, called clouds of glory. And the purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural, since in this work he no longer has room to fall lower down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is so because he does not need greatness, because for him it always feels, it is always like a new thing. This means that he always works as though he has just begun to work. And he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. To the exact measure of above reason, to that very measure, as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. This is the meaning.
How do I arrange everything for me so as to not fall? How do I arrange myself so as to not fall in spirituality?
Bakasha.
That,
Rav, why the fact that I'm below doesn't hinder me from being also above? In what is it down, and in what is it up?
Order. This is the highway,
Rav. Why is the spiritual state about constantly being in the two extreme points, the lowest and the top, the uppermost? And what are these two points? Why is it that in spirituality we have to aspire to be in these two points, the bottom and the top, always at the same time? And what are these two points? Where a person has.
How with one will to receive, we can be simultaneously in two points, two opposite points. How? Through a single will to receive that we have, we can be in two opposite points all the time.
Unceasing efforts.
Rav, how from a kli which is a will to receive, I build a kli which is a will to bestow? When one falls, the other rises, it says. What is the relation, the connection between the two? Please.
How do we put ourselves into the permanent apartment from a temporary one, a temporary residence? How do we move from permanent residence to temporary one? By living not in the desire, but rather in the intention. it moves from the personal...
Rav, how do we work with the intention such that only according to the magnitude, the intensity, or the manner of it, the desire will join it? How do we work so that only according to the size and manner of the intention, the desire joins it? And this is how we work. Please.
Very nice.
Even more.
Love. How do I discover the current state in which I have the intention and the desire? My intention is in order to receive, and attached to it is the desire to enjoy. And I then perform a restriction, a tzimtzum. A restriction on the usage of the desire. And then I change the intention to be in order to bestow. And then according to the magnitude of the intention to bestow, I join to it the desire. And then I enter the work on the second stage. How do I do this in practice? Please. He adds to that.
Rav, in what do the friends save me from prison? From jail.
In
what do the friends save me from prison?
Towards them, everything I do.
Rav, if everyone in the group tries, how can we keep the commandment of saving the friend, rescuing the friend from the pit? If everyone is trying, how can we save friends? See them as successful. We have to see them on a height, all of them. So how can I come to a friend and save him?
Bevakasha.
Go ahead.
See that they're not. So,
Rav, how can I ask that the friend will have the strength to give contentment to the Creator? How can I ask that the friend, my friend, will have the strength, the power to give contentment to the Creator? By that, I bring him down. By that, I enter into his spiritual work. So, what does it mean to save him from prison?
Out of himself, it seems prideful to me. And
Rav, so in our work, what are all of these elements of Sukkot? Is the Sukkah with the sides, with the schach, the thatch, on the top, that we sit in it instead of a permanent residence where we take the four kinds, right? And we have guests for 7 days. What are all of these elements in the soul that is within the group? Corporeally or spiritually, please.
Behind our work, they will be able to reach complete connection. Rav, what's the connection between the 7 days of creation and the 7 days of Sukkot? What is the connection between the 7 days of the holiday of Sukkot and the 7 days of creation? Creation. Rav, maybe you can also relate it to the 7 days of Hanukkah and the 7 days of Passover. So 7 days of creation, 7 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of Passover, or rather first Passover, then Hanukkah, then Sukkot. All the guests, Ushpizin, and in the end, a whale. Let's go.
By inclusion together, we can do it together.
Rav, when we're talking about seven, 7 days of creation, 7 days of Passover, 7 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of what else? Seven days of creation, 7 days of Passover, 7 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Hanukkah, 7 days of Hanukkah, then 7 days of Sukkot. Where do we make the correction? It's the intermingling of Malchut and Zerampin, right? It's clear to us. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, Malchut. So how do we correct that? From above down, from Chesed down to Malchut, or from Malchut up to Chesed? It's a simple question, no? Please. Just put your head into this. Later we'll talk more.
Below, upward, or from above, downward?
Rav, what's the difference between the shade of the sukkah and the shade we examine on the night of Hoshana Rabba, the great salvation? The time of Hoshana Rabba. What's the difference between these two shadows, the one we check on the night of Hoshana Rabba and the shade of the sukkah? Oh, during the workshop. Rav, why is the commandment to conceal ourselves from the light of the sun under the schach, the shtruf, and not to conceal ourselves from the light of the moon when we examine ourselves in the night of Hoshana Rabba? It's the night of Shavuot.
And be in the form of bestowal.
Rav, why is it that with respect to the shade of Sukkah, we say there should be more shade than light? Only. One greater than the other. Shade should be greater than the light. And we're not measuring it too much. Whereas the night of Hoshana Rabba, the end of Sukkot, we check ourselves without the schach, the thatched roof, by the light of the moon, and there we We're looking for the even the smallest blemish in the shade of our body. There is the shade of the schacht, the thatched roof, and here it's the shade of the body, the guf. Come on. Either you bestow or you don't. Rav, questions? If you have questions, if not, I'll continue. If no other choice, then Gershon.
What is the purpose of the questions during the workshop?
For you to think a little bit. You're just sitting there and look at me. Let him speak. So there's a talking head. Okay, we'll listen. Let him talk. So to shake you up a little bit, and also I think that of all the questions, if you will one day arrange them, of all the workshops, you can build from that a study plan, like a curriculum. How do you turn to a person, not to a person, to a group? How do you build it? How do you develop it? Those questions are very important. That's what I think. Okay, we barely take our books, but this is... You know, they will get questions that are arranged according to order. We don't need to even sort them out according to topics, no. Just like that, according to the order. If a person only reads the questions and tries to answer them by himself, it will advance him greatly. Not just advancing you, it's advancing you in connection, in mutual understanding, in connection, in asking questions by yourselves. This is the main thing. The important thing is what will be revealed in the connection between you. If you would come to the correct connection between you, then we're done. There's a realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Yesterday, the lesson during the study of the Ten Sifot, you said it's not important to understand, but what matters is that we will be in a prayer. How important it is for us here to reach something beyond, to also be in a prayer.
We are in prayer when you're looking for questions and answer, how to listen, to connect, to listen to the other, and it's all a prayer. These inner movements, changes.
At least during this workshop, also yesterday, I reached this point where I said to myself, perhaps I'm missing out something here, praying for the friends. Perhaps I'm only chasing the answer instead of praying for the connection between us.
You see, but you've arrived at that as well. We'll continue. No, Gershon.
Actually, I wanted to ask exactly the same questions. Why do we have those questions of the workshop? Where do you direct us? Where are you directing us
to? Is that clear?
Now that you clarified it with Eddie, I can give my own impression out of the workshop. I have to decide in advance whether I'm going to answer the question. That means that I have to start thinking and clarifying things These are many details that don't always have this ability. Definitely it detaches me from the friends. So I have to choose whether I'm going to scrutinize it and give a clever answer, especially with holding the mic, or to be included with the friends and hope for some results. So what is the right approach?
Approach the connection. When we want to try to scrutinize the components, the details, the ingredients of every of the subject of the soul, that's what we need. I don't think that if you would study for an hour and a half a certain article, or you would go through so many details, topics, subtopics, various connections, just like we do, you get in the questions and your answers and the connection between you and all those sensations and feelings, how are you tied to one another and so on and so forth. You can do it in an article. This is building a tent. That's the main thing. And not any kind of wisdom. Yeah, I'm asking the questions according to the topic, according to the work that we have to do. Also in the mind and in the emotion. But the main thing is to bring about connection. If you would go over the questions we just went through, according to the list, just the questions, you would see how you were able to touch so many things in an hour and a half. And each one in the 10 was obligated to participate. You want to study, you want to read, go ahead. Article, the Arvut. Let's read it. Page 14 in the book of Sukkot, or Kabbalah for the student.
Okay, we're reading from Kabbalah for the student.